Joshua 1:8, keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Detailed understanding. In Joshua 1:8, God instructs us to diligently study and meditate on the Word of God, the Scriptures. The command emphasizes the importance of immersing oneself in God's Word continually, both day and night. By doing so, one gains a deep understanding of God's principles and commands, leading to faithful obedience. The promise of prosperity and success is contingent upon adherence to God's Word. Bible examples. Good example. King David, described as a man after God's own heart, demonstrated his commitment to meditating on God's law through numerous psalms. Psalm 1:13. Psalm 119:97-104. Bad example. King Saul failed to obey God's commands and neglected to meditate on his law, resulting in his downfall and rejection as king. 1 Samuel 15:22-23. Detailed practical explanations. Practically, Joshua 1:8 emphasizes the vital role of Scripture in the life of a believer. It encourages regular study and meditation on God's Word as a means of spiritual nourishment and guidance. Meditating on Scripture involves reflecting deeply on its meaning, applying it to one's life, and allowing it to shape one's thoughts, attitude, and actions. By internalizing God's Word, believers cultivate a heart of obedience and faithfulness, leading to spiritual growth and success in accordance with God's will. Good examples of the verse. A positive example is seen in the Berean Jews, who examined the Scriptures daily to verify the teachings they received, demonstrating a commitment to understanding and applying God's Word. Acts 17:11. Bad examples of the verse. A negative example is seen in the religious leaders of Jesus' time who prioritized their traditions and human interpretations over the true meaning of Scripture, leading to spiritual blindness and opposition to Jesus. Matthew 15:1-9. Mark 7:5-13. Conclusion. Joshua 1:8 underscores the indispensable role of Scripture in the life of a believer. By diligently studying and meditating on God's Word, believers can align themselves with His principles and commands, leading to faithful obedience and spiritual success. The promise of prosperity and success is not based on worldly standards, but on the fulfillment found in walking closely with God and following His ways. Joshua 1:8, keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Detailed understanding. In Joshua 1:8, God instructs us to diligently study and meditate on the Word of God, the Scriptures. The command emphasizes the importance of immersing oneself in God's Word continually, both day and night. By doing so, one gains a deep understanding of God's principles and commands, leading to faithful obedience. The promise of prosperity and success is contingent upon adherence to God's Word. Bible examples. Good example. King David, ascribed as a man after God's own heart, demonstrated his commitment to meditating on God's law through numerous psalms. Psalm 1:13. Psalm 119:97-104. Bad example. King Saul failed to obey God's commands and neglected to meditate on his law, resulting in his downfall and rejection as king. 1 Samuel 15:22-23. Detailed practical explanations. Practically, Joshua 1:8 emphasizes the vital role of Scripture in the life of a believer. It encourages regular study and meditation on God's Word as a means of spiritual nourishment and guidance. Meditating on Scripture involves reflecting deeply on its meaning, applying it to one's life, and allowing it to shape one's thoughts, attitudes, and actions. By internalizing God's Word, believers cultivate a heart of obedience and faithfulness, leading to spiritual growth and success in accordance with God's will. Good examples of the verse. A positive example is seen in the Berean Jews who examined the Scriptures daily to verify the teachings they received, demonstrating a commitment to understanding and applying God's Word. Acts 17:11. Bad examples of the verse. A negative example is seen in the religious leaders of Jesus' time who prioritized their traditions and human interpretations over the true meaning of Scripture, leading to spiritual blindness and opposition to Jesus. Matthew 15:1-9. Mark 7:5-13. Conclusion. Joshua 1:8 underscores the indispensable role of Scripture in the life of a believer. By diligently studying and meditating on God's Word, believers can align themselves with His principles and commands, leading to faithful obedience and spiritual success. The promise of prosperity and success is not based on worldly standards, but but on the fulfillment found in walking closely with God and following His ways.